尊敬的修斯校长，尊敬的上悟下道法师，尊敬的诸位法师，嘉宾们，女士们，先生们，早上好。非常荣幸能够欢迎大家参加今天的祭孔大典。这是第一次在兰彼得举行祭孔大典。我希望借此机会呢，向尊敬的修斯校长对于他认可、热爱并复兴中华优秀传统文化的支持表示最诚挚的感激。尽管修斯校长工作非常繁忙，他今天也亲临祭孔大典。在座的不少人可能会有这样的疑问，为什么在21世纪的今天纪念孔子？尽管孔老夫子生于2500年前的中国，但他的教化是突破文化和语言，不受时间和空间限制的。孔老夫子生于春秋时期的鲁国，那么这个时期各个独立的诸侯国地位不断上升，这一方面促进了频繁的和平外交，另一方面也导致了许多敌对的军事征伐，而孔老夫子就出生于这样一个年代。诚如师父上人上敬下空老法师在讲经中提到的，孔老夫子时期诸侯国与诸侯国的关系实际上就是今天的国际关系。孔老夫子的教化不仅仅是服务于某个诸侯国，而是面向全体人类，为的是恢复和平，使人回到以爱为基础的性德上。正是这个原因，孔老夫子的教化被千秋万世的人民所推崇。在日益混乱的当今世界，孔老夫子的教化不但没有过时，反而是实现人与人之间互相尊重、互相敬爱、互相合作、共存共荣的大同世界所迫切需要的。今天是个非常殊胜的日子，我们在此地不仅纪念大成至圣先师孔子，更是提醒我们自己，解决21世纪社会问题的方法已经在经典之中，唯有等着我们各位去学习和践行。下面我们邀请威尔士三一圣大卫大学校长麦德文修斯教授为祭孔大典致辞。 Ladies and gentlemen, may I have the honor to invite the Vice Chancellor of the University of Wales Trinity St. David, Professor Medwin Hughes, to come on stage and say a few words for us.
Good morning. Venerable Udaw, Venerables, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. President, I'm delighted to have the opportunity to welcome you here to the University of Wales, Trinity St. David, here to our Lampeter campus. And can I at the beginning express my sincere gratitude to Venerable Udaw and for his support, excellent work that we have undertaken here together.And what you will see today is the generosity and the hard work of the Venerable Master, and we are very grateful to him. This, of course, is a very important day for us within the university. It is, of course, an opportunity to look back, to celebrate the role of Confucius, but to reflect as well, what are the implications of celebrating the role of a teacher, of a philosopher, in the context of the ancient world of China, and how that relates to us here within a modern world.And particularly in the context of our own political position within the United Kingdom. Confucius, as you will know far better than I do, not only as a philosophical thinker, as a teacher, has made such a difference in the lives of our civilizations in the world. The Analects, of course, present him as a transmitter of knowledge, a transmitter of ideas. And the importance of that transmitting of knowledge, of ideas...of concepts, of a civilization has been at the heart over 2,000 years in China. And although we celebrate the past today and honor his role, we also reflect on the importance of his philosophy for us and for a modern society. You will know better than I do that at the heart of his philosophy was a regard for sincerity, for the cultivation of knowledge. He was defined by so many in his own period as the uncrowned king, the uncrowned king philosopher, who identified the middle way of focusing upon what is right, what is justice, and what makes a difference to our society. And indeed, his philosophy became the guiding handbook, not only for the Chinese government, but as a personal code of morality, not only within the Chinese civilization, but also across the world. What do we learn, I wonder, from those values, and how do they relate today in the context of our civilization and the civilizations of the world? His philosophy was based upon three key areas, based upon mercy, on the need for social order, and the fulfillment of responsibility. With leadership comes responsibility. And one of the main concepts of his teaching, and that is a philosophical teaching, brought together two key words within his Analects, and you will know more than I do about the history of this. The concept of Yan and the focus of Li. Yan, focus upon goodness, on benevolence. That focus upon the sense of humanity and of a common good. Li, focused upon order and propriety. And once those two concepts were brought together within a society, it set the structure for an educational, a social, or political system. Whilst we think of Confucius in the context of political theory and support, his ideas were also key in the context of religious thought and also spirituality. So many years ago, when I was an undergraduate at the University of Wales, when I was studying world religions, one of the most complicated books that I ever read was The Doctrine of the Mean. But that text, The Doctrine of the Mean, was such a valuable document, not only in setting out a framework for spirituality, but also focusing upon the core principles of propriety, of self-worthiness, and also sincerity. We could learn a lot today, and our political leaders, certainly in this country, could do well to read The Doctrine of the Mean. It set that middle road, the middle road that focused upon socio-ethical order within society. 2,000 years and more since Confucius structured his arguments and presented them to the courts as a sage leader. And in the Analects of his time, he was a key leader. Today we celebrate him. Today we honor his history. We honor his teaching. And today, as we come together to pay respect to the focus of Confucius as a leader, as a teacher, we also, through the symbols of the ceremony, link back to the importance of Chinese culture and heritage. It was he, of course, that said, education breeds confidence. Confidence breeds hope. Hope breeds peace. We have all learned from the Venerable Master Ching Kung that at the heart of a system, a social system, is education. It was his words when he was 80, when he gave a speech at UNESCO, "Culture is the soul of a nation. Education brings life to a culture." How important it is that we within the university world can celebrate that. How important it is within the context of this university, a university that carries the name Wales as part of its royal charter, that we link the traditions of education, which are at the heart of our civilized society, with an ancient world that brings education, social order, and humanity as one. What did Confucius teach us? He taught us to propagate the truth, and to do that through honesty and through culture. He told us to foster talent through education. He told us to focus upon charity and to secure equity in social life. And he told us the importance of cultivating a spiritual mind, a mind that would identify the middle ground. Venerable Master, we are grateful to you for the support you have given. Ladies and gentlemen, within the context of this university that focuses on Wales, today we look back 2,000 years and more, and we honour and we pay tribute to a great sage leader, to Confucius. Diolch. Thank you.